A man who got himself and a partner into a private poker game in Burnaby and then robbed it with a fake firearm didn't do himself any favors while he was awaiting sentencing. In the anticipation of getting sentenced, most folks behave very, very well because they're trying to gain merit for their sentencing hearing, BC Provincial Court Judge David Street Pierre noted at a sentencing hearing Tuesday for 27-year-old Ange Hattat. Poker game. Hattat had pleaded guilty in August 2021 to one count of robbery and one count of using an imitation firearm to commit an offense. The charges related to incidents on March 3, 2021. Hattat and another man had gotten themselves into a private poker game at a Burnaby home, according to facts laid out by St. Pierre. Police investigators could see for themselves what happened next because the host had video recorded the game. The video shows them playing poker, Mr. Hattat and his co-accused standing up suddenly at one point and drawing firearms and pointing at the other folks in the game, St. Pierre said. The pair then relieved the other players of valuables and cash before forcing the host to open a safe with $6,000 in it, according to St. Pierre. But the host fought the men off with a knife, injuring Hattat's co-accused in the neck before the two fled. Hattat and his co-accused were charged with robbery, unlawful confinement and use of an imitation firearm to commit an offense in June 2021, and Hattat entered his guilty pleas less than 2 months later. But that wouldn't be the end of it. Helicopter, spike belt, police dog. Hattat was placed on house arrest with an electronic monitoring bracelet pending his sentencing, but he ditched the bracelet and took off on September 22, 2021. Police didn't catch up with him again until December 8, 2021 with help from a helicopter, spike belt and police dog, just west of Lumbee, BC. Vernon RCMP got a report of a stolen vehicle heading west on Highway 6 toward Vernon, according to a police news release at the time. Officers located the stolen Ford F-150 with help from a police chopper, and tried to stop it, but it fled at a high rate of speed. At one point, a spike belt punctured all four of the truck's tires, but it kept going, hitting a police cruiser as it went, according to St. Pierre. The male driver eventually abandoned the truck and fled on foot into a residential area, where a police dog named Jack found him. The man was Hattat, and a search of the stolen truck turned up guns, St. Pierre said. Dangerous driving, possession of stolen property, flight from police and skipping bail were added to Hattat's list of charges, and he was kept in custody until his sentencing this week. Quite frankly, in this case, there are few mitigating factors, given the choices that were made by Mr. Hattat after the initial offense was committed back in March of 2021, St. Pierre said. It's up to you. Hattat pleaded guilty to one count each of dangerous driving, possession of stolen property and breaching bail. Crown Prosecutor Paul Pietrzynski had called for up to 7 years in prison, according to St. Pierre, while defense lawyer Jonathan Desbarat said the total sentence should be 3 years and 3 months. St. Pierre ultimately decided 5.5 years was appropriate. He noted Hattat already had a criminal record, including convictions for breaking and entering, theft from vehicles and careless use of a firearm. He urged Hattat, who struggles with addiction, to take advantage of the programs that will be available to him behind bars. It's up to you to make something different of your life when you get out, St. Pierre said. With enhanced credit for time he's already served, Hattat has nearly 4 years left on his sentence. The case against his co-accused is still before the courts. Follow Cornelia Naylor on Twitter at @cornaylor. Email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.